You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The Louisiana Revenue Estimating Conference released some positive news on Louisiana's income projections last week. Based on the recommendations of two economists, the conference increased revenue projections by $153 million for the current financial year that ends June 30th. Next year's forecast was boosted by nearly $234 million. While this is better news than expected, still it's not enough to dig Louisiana out of the estimated $1.5 billion hole, known as the fiscal cliff that hits when the state loses its 1 cent sales tax on June 30th. Yesterday, Governor John Bel Edwards met with a group from the Committee of 100, the Public Affairs Research Council, the Council for a Better Louisiana, and the Louisiana Budget Project to offer an overview of his plan to deal with the state's upcoming financial crisis.
All of the proposals that I'm making come from the legislatively created task force. And in that sense, I'm proposing to the legislature that it adopt its plan.
The plan Edwards was talking about includes compressing individual income tax brackets, cutting the allowance for federal excise itemized deductions by 50%, expanding sales tax to include services, and cleaning the remaining 4 pennies of sales tax, with the fifth penny going away. Now, if you'll remember, this plan has been pretty much the same plan that legislators have rejected before, which begs the question, why should it get a green light now?
The legislators' toes weren't dangling off the edge of the cliff yet. If we don't fix the cliff, no one is going to want to put their name on the cuts that are necessary. In fact, I will tell you this. On January the 19th, Jay Darden and I are going to present an executive budget proposal to the legislature that we don't want to put our name on. We don't want that budget ever to be implemented, which is why we have to fix the problem.
And the fiscal cliff problem is imminent, with $1 billion plus in revenue falling off the books July 1st. Edwards will present his budget proposal in January. The regular legislative session convenes in March. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.